Sagt der Elge Mishnah weiter, mit sech des Klaim, Perik Vav, Mishnah Dalit. Hamadle es hagefen. Again, he's like training the grapevines. He's guiding them where to go. This time, he's leaning the branches al mixas ilin maichel, on part of a fruit tree. So as we discussed earlier, mutter lahavi zera el tachas hamayser. It would be mutter to plant things underneath the part of the fruit tree where if you look up, you don't see any of these grapevines. And as we already explained, that's because a person is not mevatel the whole tree to the grapevine. If it was an ilin srak, a tree that doesn't produce any peiros. So the grapes are so chashuv compared to the tree that even a little bit of grapevines on part of the tree makes like the whole tree part of the grapevine. But not with a fruit tree. So over here, if I'm underneath the fruit tree and I'm looking up and I don't see the grapevines, I can plant with the lechatchila. Zok the Mishnah Vayter, the im, if afterwards, hilecha chadash, yachziren. Very careful how we touch these words. I'm looking up, I see, oh, no grapevines over here, directly on top of me. And it's a fruit tree, so I'm going to plant. But before I plant, I'm saying, maybe yesterday there wasn't, but now there is. Those grapevines are growing. So I simply take hold of those grapevines and push them back to where they were to start with. And now I could, once again, plant underneath where there are no grapevines. What's the chiddush? Right now there are no grapevines here. The chiddush is that I don't say that being that the branches of the grapevine already spread over the entire tree. So then for sure the whole tree becomes bottled to the gaffin. No, we don't say that. We're telling you a chiddush that you can push back the grapevines to one part of the tree and then plant underneath the part where it's clear. That's how the Batanur learns Pshat in the Mishnah. So according to this Pshat, this is different than what we learned in the previous Mishnah. In the previous Mishnah we said Hilecha Chadash, it means after he planted it. The grapevine's extended. Here we're saying he didn't plant yet, and you're telling me a chiddush, I can still roll it back. At least that's how the Batanur learns. Vaitra says the Mishnah. Ma'aseh, there was a story, Shehalach Rabbi Yeshua, Eitzel Rabbi Yishmael, Lekvar Aziz. Rabbi Yeshua went to Rabbi Yishmael in Kvar Aziz. Ve'ro Rabbi Yishmael showed him, Gefen Mudla, a Gefen, that was Mudla al Mixas Te'ena, on a little bit of a fig tree. Amalais Rabbi Yishmael said to him, Ma'ani lahavi zerel tachas hamaiser. Can I plant underneath the part of the tree that doesn't have the vines on top of it? Amalei Rabbi Yeshua said mutter. Because again, we don't say the whole te'ena tree becomes bottled to the gaffin. Ve'leo misham. At that point, Rabbi Shmuel brought up Rabbi Yeshua lebeis hamagina. It was also a different place. Ve'reo gaffin. There he showed him a gaffin. Shehu mudla that was trained, that was like laid al mixas hakoira v'sadon shel shikma. Shikma is a kind of tree called a sycamore tree. Sadan shel shikma is like the stump of a sycamore tree, and there were branches coming out of it. Now that's what they did with these kind of trees. They would cut them down to the stump, and then new branches would grow out of it. So uboy koiris hab. Really, koir means a beam, but that's how we describe the branches of this particular tree. And one of them had this vine on it. They laid down the vines on it, the branches of the vines on it. So what's the shaiva? If it's an ilan srak, we know the din of an ilan srak. Part of the tree, the rest of the tree is aser. If it's an ilan peiros, so the part that has the vine on it is aser, the rest is mutter. What's different about this sadan shel shikma? The answer is as follows. It's really a fig tree. It's a kind of a fig tree. It grows in the woods, but no one grows it for figs. Figs are of poor quality. Generally, people use it for the beams. It has big branches that are used for beams. That's why we're using the word koira here to describe the branches. So Rabbi Yishmael is asking, does it have a din of an ilan srak, or does it have a din of an ilan peiros? And Rabbi Yeshua's answer is, it really has a din of an ilan srak, because no one usually uses the peiros. But there is another kula here. So you don't have the other ilan sraks. Because the beams are so big and distinct from each other, the branches are like separate trees on their own, so what's underneath that branch is completely aser, the one that has the vine on it. But the other branches are mutter. Let's see the lashon of the Mishnah inside. Beleo misham, from the fig tree, once again. Rabbi Shmuel then took Rabbi Yeshua from there, lebeis hamagin, to beis hamagin. Vero gefen shu mudla al mixas hakar. There was a gefen that was on one of the branches. And v'sadan shel shikma by kairis haba. We're talking about the stump of a shikma tree that has many of these big branches coming out of it. Amalei Rabbi Shmuel said, tachas ha-kairizu asa, underneath the entire branch, where the grapevine is growing, it's asr. Has to have an ilus rak. But the kula with this tree is vashar mutter. Under the other branches, it's mutter. Because the branches are so big, it's like each one is a tree for itself. So chazing over our Mishnah, if you train the geffen on a little bit of an ilan meichel, you can plant underneath the part of the ilan meichel, underneath the part of the fruit tree where there is no geffen there. That's because a person isn't mevatel a fruit tree that has its own chashivas to the geffen, so it's not all considered part of the geffen. And as the Batanur learned pshat, if I'm about to plant and I see, the vine grew, either the branches grew or the leaves spread, I can roll it back. Chiddush being, even though it was once there ready, I don't say once it was there, it takes over the whole tree. No, you could roll it back and then plant. Then the Mishnah told us was a story. Rabbi Yeshua went to visit Rabbi Shmuel in Kfar Aziz. Rabbi Shmuel showed Rabbi Yeshua first geffen that was on part of a fig tree. Rabbi Shmuel said, can I plant over here? Rabbi Yeshua said, not underneath where the branches of the vine are, but in the other part of the tree you can because it's a fruit tree. And the chiddush was that he said the same thing. Then Rabbi Shmuel took Rabbi Yeshua to a sadin shel shikma. It was a shikma tree that was cut down to a stump, and you have now branches growing out of it. And Yeshua's answer was as follows. Anything underneath that branch, where the vine is on that branch, is aser. But the other branches are mutter. Underneath the other branches is mutter. So we explained this type of tree was grown for wood, not for their fruit, even though they have fruit. Because the fruit came out very shvach, very poor quality. So really this was Rabbi Shmuel's shaila. What's the din with this sadin shel shikma? Does it have a din of a fruit tree? And therefore you should be able to plant underneath the part where the vine is not there. Or does it have a din of an ilan srak, being that it's not planted for its fruit, and therefore the entire tree should become aser? And Rabbi Shua answered, lamais it's an ilan srak. So the entire branch on which the grapevine is growing, you can't plant there. The only thing is, these branches are big and wide. They're very distinct one from another. That's why they're used for beams. And so the Mishnah calls it a beam. So mamela, each branch is considered like its own tree. So while you can't plant underneath the branch that the grapevine is on, he told him you could plant underneath the other branches.